Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE 88.9 FM. And it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting. And today is a special treat. We have her husband, Jerry Cutting. So welcome.
Hey.
Good afternoon.
Great to be here.
Good to be here, yeah.
It's great to have you. Now, did you see a movie this week, Melanie?
Absolutely.
Good.
Yes. And Jerry and I saw the movie, along mm-hmm. with our son, who declined the invitation to come and talk about the movie.
Okay.
But Jerry said, oh, he would be delighted. Mm-hmm. So here he is. And the movie that we saw was Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. And it's another one of these box office smashes, which, unlike The Incredibles, which is both a box office smash and a popular and critical success, mm-hmm. this one is not quite what critics... Well, one would have expected the critics to be negative because mm-hmm. because it's what it is. But the people, the folks, the viewers, like you and me, aren't rushing out to see it and saying nice things. They're kind of rushing out to see it, as we did. But then they're kind of like, oh, is that all there is? And that, frankly, that was my take. Mm-hmm. I hadn't been expecting terribly much. Mm-hmm. And it was, in fact, a little better than I thought it would be. And I do very much enjoy Chris Pratt as Owen, the dinosaur trainer. And he's assisted well by his love interest from the previous Jurassic World movie, whose name is Bryce Dallas Howard, the daughter of Ron Howard. So I'll give Jerry a chance in a minute, but mm-hmm. just I'll give you my take on the movie. Many people have probably read about what's going on in the movie. There's a disaster happening on the island where the Jurassic World theme park was located. It had fallen apart badly, mm-hmm. like a few years ago. But the dinosaurs were left on the island, and now they will either be consumed by a volcano, a huge volcanic explosion, not just a little one, a giant volcanic explosion, or they'll get rescued. And our heroes assume that they're misled, and they assume they're there to rescue the animals, and it turns out to be not quite the case. But they do spend a lot of time interacting with the dinosaurs, and for me that was the fun part. In other words, the CG, the computer generated effects were good, perhaps not state of the art, but still very good. And there's for such a serious movie, there is a bit of humor in there. There's a wonderful small dinosaur who's like a billy goat and just loves to bump into stuff. And at one point, Owen and Claire use this little dinosaur to bust out of prison. So there are some good moments. There are some horrible villains. There are a couple of sidekicks who are fun. Better to have a few more people involved than mm-hmm. just a whole lot of dinosaurs. And it's long. It's a good 2+ hours. And just a heads up, don't bother sitting through the credits to see the snippet that comes after the credits, because there is a snippet, but it tells you nothing. And it's like, oh, we sat through what feels like half an hour of credits to watch this. Don't do that. Just wrap up your popcorn and go home.
Okay.
So Jerry will give you his thoughts on the movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm coming at it from a totally different perspective, and I think this is a must-see movie for anybody who is really a science fiction fan looking at this movie from a certain tradition. And the tradition actually started with Mary Shelley and Frankenstein, and it's that whole concept of, is science really good for people? for mankind, people kind, or is it in fact something that is ultimately going to destroy us because of the way in which we misuse science? So if you just remember, in Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, Dr. Frankenstein creates a monster because he uses science, and then the monster actually then becomes something that is feared. And it is, in fact, something that the local people are really terrified of. If we look then at this particular edition of Jurassic Park, what we again encounter is the ability to genetically modify DNA to bring back to life dinosaurs. And what we're confronted with is a very, I think, legitimate question. What happens when we tinker with evolution? These are creatures that were extinct for probably a good reason. They were big, they were cumbersome, and they ate a whole lot of food, depriving all other species. And if we bring them back and they take control, and at the end of the movie here, the dinosaurs escape.
That's okay. Called a spoiler.
So, it's already, we can already anticipate the next edition of it. And there's I think, again, throughout the whole movie is this theme of, is science and the manipulation of the natural environment something that ultimately is going to lead to our own destruction? And in part, what we see is that there are some people who come at it and pose the question, in fact, is evolution really true? And this movie, I think, takes a look at it and takes a couple of snips at those people who are perhaps, in fact, those that are evolutionary deniers. So again, you know, whether you sit yourself down and say, well, this is just for fun, or is there something here that is more than that, that we can even use for a rather important discussion, because there's so much that's happening now in our modern world about genetic manipulation and cloning. And I won't mention it, but there's something in this movie, it comes very quickly, but watch for it, because it has something, it's a very important message, and it deals with another species, it deals this with a human being. Watch for that, because that's something that, in terms of looking at this movie, are we at a point now where we have to ask ourselves that serious, serious question. What do we want to do with science? What do we want to do? Can we, in fact, become the masters of evolution? Or is it the fact that, ultimately, nature is going to win? And if we tinker with nature, she's going to get us. So I think from that point of view, there's more to this movie than a big blockbuster. There's an underlying theme which is very current and very important for us to examine.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And there's Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
Who hasn't been in one of these since 13 or so years ago when the original Jurassic Park movies came out.
Okay.
Jurassic World is a more recent take on mm-hmm. the whole Jurassic Park concept. And I think what Jerry says is correct. There is there are some important concepts that are looked at.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know, and it's a big blockbuster, so it's kind of like there's almost something for everybody. But you have to be prepared to sit for about 2 hours through it. And there's some things that we both got a little bit dozy partway through, but then we woke up and paid attention.
But again, there's something about this particular movie that is also interesting if people want to look at the whole tradition of horror movies and science fiction. The traditional model is that good always wins out over evil. The werewolf is destroyed. The bug from outer space is eliminated by our hero. And what we're seeing now in one of the newer traditions in horror is that, in fact, that which cannot be explained and that which is the dark or that which is the destructive part is left with us as the conclusion. This particular movie leaves us with that, uh-oh, if they got away, what comes next? So for people who especially like science fiction and the whole concept of how horror has become a part of our way of even examining our whole concepts of good and evil in both traditional and in modern times. I think there's something to be said for sitting through this movie. Get a good supply of popcorn. And it's one of these kinds of movies where you can munch on your popcorn, and every so often there's something that's going to make you kind of jump. Oh my gosh, it just leaped out, and it's ferocious, and it's awful, and it's mean. And boy, is it hungry. And again, what we see is that what happens when we become the food instead of the predator?
Interesting.
Yeah. So, sorry about that spoiler giveaway. my colleague doesn't know the etiquette of talking about movies and not saying how they end.
Well, yeah, I said you have to really be on guard. It's coming.
Well,
but I didn't say what it is.
Yes, you did. But that's okay. Never mind. So, looking at the movies in our local theater, the Maison de Cinéma, we have Deadpool 2 continues in English, which is great. Another movie which is doing very well in English, we've looked at all of these movies, is Ocean's 8, which is fun. It's a fun female-oriented movie. And another one which is my recent favorite, and I think your recent favorite too, Jerry, is The Incredibles 2. And that's certainly still there in English and doing very, very well. So if you haven't had a chance to see that, it may be around for a little while in English, but you never know. So try and grab your kids and go see those movies.
But I'd like to mention that this movie brings out the kid in everybody. You can enjoy it whether you're 7 or 70. I can attest to that.
Yes, we were once again the oldest people in the theater, but that's be that as it may. And another movie which is playing in English and has been there for just a little while is called Tag. And it's doing okay, about these, based on a true story, a group of men who are grown men and who've been playing a game of tag for 30 years. Haven't seen it, but may get to see it, and this is one that it's kind of a fun summer movie.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was a true story too. That makes it even more interesting.
Yeah. So summer seems to be for blockbusters and fun summer movies, but there are a few other movies playing around. The RBG, which I have talked so spoken so highly of, is still there, and it still says French, although. One more time, it is a movie in English with French subtitles, so don't be deceived by the website. I'm not sure why they do that, but they shouldn't. The other thing about the website that I mention every week, in case you didn't get it the first time, is that when you go on the website, it immediately puts you onto today's date of what movies and showtimes, except that instead of having... I think it's 16 movies. There's like 6 or 5 that show up. Mm-hmm. So don't be discouraged. There are lots of movies there. You simply have to move from today's date over to tomorrow's date, and suddenly all the movies appear. And coming soon to our neighborhood theater, in the realm of upcoming movies, we have, starting on Friday, 2 movies starting on Friday. One is called Sicario. It's the second, it's a sequel to the Sicario from 2 or 3 years ago. And this one is called Soldado. And it looks to be a worthy Sicario to Soldado. It looks to be a pretty worthy successor to Sicario from a few years ago, which was really a kind of a nail biter. It was a good action movie having to do with the drug trade. And this one features some of the, at least one person from the cast of the first one. Josh Brolin is in it, and Benicio del Toro. So these are people that did a good job in the first one, and I suspect they're going to do an equally good job in the second one. So that's arriving on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And another movie, which is also coming on Friday, is one that I actually don't know anything about, but it's called Uncle Drew. And again, it looks to be a fun movie aimed at probably teenagers, and in that realm. Honestly, I don't know a whole lot about it, except it looks to be good fun, and it's been getting very solid reviews, actually. People are enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A little later on, we have the movie called The First Purge. Again, one that I'm possibly not going to see. And then on July 6th, one that I absolutely will go see, which is called Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay.
Which is another Marvel Universe mm-hmm. movie. And I very much enjoyed the first Ant-Man, so I suspect I will like the second one as well. And a little further down the road, we won't go too far into the future, but we have Hotel Transylvania 3, which is obviously the sequel to the first two Hotel Transylvania movies, which were really quite fun and quite funny. So that will be one that I'll be recommending in the future. So if you want to go to the movies this week, there are a number of movies that are playing that are good, worth seeing. And starting on Friday comes Sicario, which I think will also be definitely worth seeing. I'll be able to tell you more about that next week. And again, my reminder is always get out there, as you say. Get out there, go to the movies. The reason they have movies in English for the folks in this area is because people go to see them. But if they stop going to see them, and if the English population doesn't make sure that the movies are supported, then they will stop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And to do it in the least expensive way is to buy the little package of 8 movie passes for $56. So for $7 a movie, you get to see a big screen, mm-hmm. and in some cases a huge screen, and pretty good sound. It's pretty good sound quality, and you have the movie theater experience.
Yes.
And the popcorn.
It sounds like a great
and
deal.
Friendly bunch of people that run it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're the people who sell you the popcorn and the tickets. they know me at this point, and they are very friendly in general. They're just kind of, selling.
And very, very bilingual.
And very bilingual.
They are.
Which is great.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that that wraps it up for this week. As I said, next week I will hopefully be able to come back and talk about the Sicario sequels, mm-hmm. Soldado, and possibly Uncle Drew. I'll see if I'm feeling like I'm in a silly mood and would like, or Tag. That would be the other one that I might go to see between now and then.
Good. Sounds like fun. Thank you very much, Melanie. Anything else you'd like to say, Cherry?
I may be back, because I think Brolin is a great actor, and there's hardly anything made anymore that doesn't have him in it. He's got a lot of work that's
he's
been
everywhere.
Done. Yep.
This man is in every movie that's been released in the past year or so.
Okay.
And does a consistently good job of acting.
He's good.
Good.
And Benicio del Toro is equally good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah. And for this kind of movie, they are just superb. It has a violent part to it, but remember, it's only the movies.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
that doesn't happen in real life.
It does seem like that when you're sitting there.
So anyway, it's one of those things that for those of us who grew up especially in a time when going to the theater was a big treat and TV was nothing like what we have now, it captures the whole nostalgia. And for young people, that whole experience of, going often in a group and having a great time mm-hmm. at a movie, which is something then that you can talk about for a long time after.
It's true.
So that's our plug, I guess.
Get out there, go to the movies, even if it's not a rainy day.
Good. Well, we thank you very much.
You're welcome.